This evening we're going to read a verse from the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The fourth chapter is called Transcendental Knowledge. We now have one of the most beautiful editions of Bhagavad Gita in the whole world in Portuguese. In the 35 years that I've been practicing devotional service, I've seen all the different editions. And I've never seen a more beautiful edition than the one that has just been brought out in Portuguese. So if you can buy it and keep it in your house for your whole family for years and years together, that will be very nice. It's beautiful, beautifully laid out, beautiful cover, and inside also very nice, hard, good binding, not going to fall apart. Excellent printing job, everything nice and dark and well printed. Lots of nice color photographs, four color photographs, well printed. And it's something that if you can have it, save up your money and get it or buy it immediately, because there's only been 3,000 of them printed for the whole of Brazil, for all 200 million people. Only 3,000 have been printed. If you don't think that you can personally afford your own copy, then make sure your library has it or your school has it. Try to go around to bookstores and sell it. And if you sell a certain number of copies, the temple will give you a free copy for yourself. If I spoke Portuguese, I would certainly want to have this. If your birthday is coming up, tell everybody you want a Bhagavad Gita for your birthday. If your wedding anniversary is coming up, tell your husband you want a Bhagavad Gita. And if he doesn't give you one, you'll apply for a divorce. Somehow get this Bhagavad Gita. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord himself. First two lines. How many of the ladies here, when you go out for some function, how many of you like to wear jewelry? How many of the men like to wear jewelry? Nowadays, I think people wear earrings and things, some kind of jewelry. How many of the ladies like to wear glass jewelry? How many of you like to wear diamonds? Put both hands up. If you want diamonds, you have to pay a higher price. You have to get a richer boyfriend. If you want the real thing in anything, you have to pay a higher price. Spiritual life means that we are attempting to live eternally full of bliss and full of knowledge. It is not that we enjoy all kinds of sense gratification in this life and then say, thank you, Jesus, or thank you, God, and at death we go and live in a place where there's more sense enjoyment. That's not spiritual life. The very beginning of real spiritual life is to understand that I am not the body. Now, that sounds easy enough, but to understand it within the core of your heart and to act on that platform is more difficult. How many of you are diseased? How many of you have some disease? Actually, you all have a disease. We think that I am the skin. I am the body. Therefore, we're acting the way people who identify with the body act. Once a lady asked Prabhupada, "Swamiji, I have heard that it is more difficult for a woman to become self-realized, Krishna conscious." And Prabhupada was quiet for a few moments. People were wondering, what would he say? And he said, "Yes, if you think you are a woman, then it will be more difficult. And if you think you're a man, it will be more difficult also. If you think you're black, it'll be more difficult. If you think you're white, it'll be more difficult. If you think you're American, it will be more difficult. If you think you're Chinese, it will be more difficult." So to get cured from this skin disease requires taking medicine and following a diet. We have to take the medicine of chanting the holy names of the Lord, NHA, Aushadhi, Maya, Nashibara Lagi, Harinam, Maha Mantra, Lao Tumi Magi. Aushadhi means medicine. And we have to follow the diet of sadhana bhakti. Now, on Sunday, there's a nice mridanga player, nice singer, nice kirtan leader. So chanting Hare Krishna is fun. It's like carnival. Everybody dances around and yahoo, yahoo. So that's good. But satatam kirtayantoma yatantascha drudavataha. One has to make a strong vow to chant every day and for many hours or all day. And we may not have a taste for the holy name so much. When you get jaundice, or hepatitis A, your body turns yellow and you become very weak. And there's a cure, a natural cure for that. It's taking, what do they call it, Mayapur? No, the sugar cane. We saw it in, you forgot the name. Okay. You take sugar cane juice. Which tikana?
Cow dung.
Cow dung?
Cow dung.
Oh, okay. I'm a little hard of hearing. Okay. But believe it or not, sugarcane juice, if a jaundiced person will drink it, it tastes very bitter. Not sweet, it tastes bitter. But if you're not careful with jaundice, it can kill you. So you have to go on taking your medicine. And daily, as you get cured, the sweetness of the sugarcane juice will come through. And similarly, as you chant the holy names of God, Hare Krishna is very nice. There are other names of God. As you chant those names, your skin disease will go away and the name will become sweeter and sweeter. Now, if you want to start a fire, if you use wet grass, it will take a long time to light your fire. If you use dry grass, then too sweet, the fire will immediately light. So, prasadam adigacchati, these principles which we follow, they are the mercy of Krishna, and they will help us in spiritual life. Sometimes we see I saw in my life, my father was very strict. He was a military man, and he was a disciplinarian, and I hated him. Not that much muito, just muito, muito. But now I understand that I benefited by those teachings of discipline. So if you just see that these are regulative principles of freedom, they will free you from lust, anger, and greed. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion. These things are not nice things in life. Envious people, lusty, angry people, nobody likes to invite them to a party or, they're not fun to be around. So, vegetarianism is good for your health, it's good for your consciousness, you don't incur too much karma, it's good for you, and it's healthy for you. I went to India and I was skinny. The elephant is vegetarian. The gorilla is vegetarian. The hippopotamus is vegetarian. The rhinoceros is vegetarian. There are so many reasons why you should be vegetarian, and more than that, Krishnatarian. So spiritual life is difficult, but if you follow the proper process given by a bona fide spiritual master, then it becomes easier. It has occurred to devotees over the last 40 years that we have had the Krishna consciousness movement, that we could easily attract millions of people. We just have to tell people, it doesn't matter, do anything you like. Eat meat, take intoxication, enjoy life, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. But then you wouldn't be getting the real thing. You would be getting some cheap imitation. If you want real spiritual life, if you want to get free from your skin disease, then you have to make some effort. Now, spiritual master means there is only one spiritual master in the world. There's only one. And that's me. that's Krishna. And Krishna comes down to us. It's called Avaroha Panta, or descending process. The message that Krishna gave to Arjuna, we should get that same message in the same way, with the same intent. In India, the best fruit, the king of all fruits, is manga. Now, you have nice mangoes here. They have nice mangoes in Mexico. And there are other places, maybe Africa, where you get mangoes. And wherever I go, people offer me mangoes. And I usually say, no, thank you, because I've tasted Indian mangoes and I'm completely spoiled. The best mangoes grow in the sunlight at the top of the tree. So in the villages, people climb up the tree to pick the mangoes. But they don't just pick the mango and throw it down into a basket. It'll get bruised. It might get cut. The fruit will be spoiled. Someone climbs to the top. Someone climbs a little bit below him. Someone a little bit below him. And they pass the mango down very carefully. So spiritual knowledge is dynamic. It can awaken you to the truth. You must receive it very carefully. Now Krishna says here, sa evayam mayatedya yoga prokta puratana. I spoke this Bhagavad Gita millions of years ago to Vivaswan, but in the course of time the message was lost. So I'm again speaking to you, Arjuna. I'm again starting out the process. So naturally, there is a tendency for the message to get lost over time. Avaishnava mukod ginam putam hari katamitam sravanam naiva kartavya sarpo chista yathapaya. The scripture warns us, try to hear this knowledge only from a pure devotee. Otherwise, if you hear it from someone who is not a devotee, then it will just be like milk, which is touched by a snake. That milk will have poisonous effect. Anavriti shabdat. By sound, you will be freed. Sound will purify you. Cheto dharpana marjanam. Sound will unlock the mystery of the universe. Sound is so important. And there is not only the gross noise, but behind the sound, there is a person speaking the sound, and his vibration is coming to you through the sound. Just like you may do something for someone, and someone may say, obrigado. And you know, they don't really mean it. But someone else who is sincere will say, obrigado, Prabhu, obrigado. You know, he's sincere. You feel it, that he really appreciates that you did something for him. So there's a difference in quality of sound. If you want the truth, then you have to hear it from someone who is pure in heart, someone who has realized it himself, someone who wants to give it to you out of love. So there is a system of training by which someone who is going to speak in the future is trained by his teacher to speak perfectly. Of course, you can try to go to God directly without a spiritual master, and maybe some people can be successful if they're very, very sincere. But for most of us, to save time and to be practical, we need a guide who can show us the way, tell us about the problems along the path, the obstacles, how to cross over them. So Krishna is the spiritual master, and the teaching comes down from Krishna to Arjuna, from Krishna to Brahma, to Madhva, to like that, coming through disciplic succession. So in the Krishna consciousness movement, we also have a system of initiation. First of all, there are different kinds of gurus. There is the Vartma Pradarshak Guru, someone who first introduces you to devotional service, to chanting, to the devotees. For example, many people were introduced to Hare Krishna through George Harrison. How many people here heard about Hare Krishna after hearing My Sweet Lord? Anybody? How many? You? Yeah? So, a number. So in that way, George Harrison is your Vartma Pradarshak Guru. He gave you the first darshan. Then there is you may have a Siksha Guru, someone who gives you some knowledge about Krishna. There's always some devotee who knows a little bit more than we do. And if he shares or she shares her realizations with us, then they are one of our Siksha Gurus. But ultimately, to be recognized by Krishna, we should try to take Diksha, initiation. Now, it's not that you walk in and, you know, say, where's the paper? I want to take Diksha, and you sign up. And it's not like that. There is a training period. There is a testing period. It's called Pariksha. Before Diksha, there's training and testing, Pariksha. Now, you may have to wait for a few years before you will get Diksha. But you should know that you're going to get the real thing. You're going to get something that is very pure. I can tell you, Mercedes-Benz cars work a lot better than Ford. Ford, fix or repair daily. My godbrother, Ambarish Ford, or Alfred Ford, who's the great-grandson of Henry Ford, he doesn't drive a Ford motor car. He drives a Volvo, I think. Was he driving my Ford? Volvo. So we make initiation a little tough, but you should all try for it if you want to be successful in your spiritual life. To achieve perfection, as Prabhupada pointed out in the beginning of his commentary, is difficult. All of the great teachers have encouraged us to strive for perfection. Even Jesus Christ said, "Be thou perfect as thy Father in heaven." So we can become perfect by pleasing Krishna's devotee. By serving the perfect, you can also become perfect. Now, what do you get when you get a bona fide spiritual master? You get a personal guide who cares about you. You get a teacher who promises that if you don't get liberation in this lifetime, if you have to take birth again, he'll also come back and take birth again to be with you in your next lifetime. If he lives in Sao Paulo, then he'll call you to come and meet him and inquire, how are you doing? Or whenever he comes to Sao Paulo, he'll have a meeting and call everybody and deal with everybody personally. He'll write to you and answer your questions. He'll be kind to you. He'll give you his love. He'll give you his heart. He'll also scream at you. He'll chastise you. He'll be a disciplinarian with you. He may even make you cry. But he loves you, and he'll push you towards Krishna. Sometimes, when Prabhupada knew that a disciple could take it, he would scream at his disciple when he made a mistake, so much so that you could see lines, you know, blood vessels coming out of Prabhupada's forehead. He was so angry. He would never yell at anyone if he thought they were too fragile or they couldn't take the heat. But he was very personal with everyone, and because you could tell that he loved you, you were ready to be chastised by him, and it was very sweet. I was chastised a few times by Srila Prabhupada, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. So it's important to take initiation, and once you take initiation, it's very, very important to try as hard as you can to follow all of your vows and to follow your chanting. Then you can get real spiritual life. How many of you here are initiated, first initiation? How many of you would like to get initiation? So you should try for it. There are many nice preachers in ISKCON. It's a completely individual choice. Whoever attracts your heart, negotiate a relationship. Without getting connected to the powerhouse, the electric line comes from the powerhouse, and because it's connected, therefore we have lights, we have sound, because the wire is connected to the powerhouse. And if you're not connected to the powerhouse, there'll be no current and you won't get any results. And without getting connected to the disciplic succession of spiritual masters to Krishna, you can't make spiritual progress. It's not my idea, it's there in Scripture. I can tell you, frankly, I have a few disciples, and it's a big headache. Before, I just had to worry about my own problems. Now I have to worry about all their problems, too. Life was so much easier before. But I know that I'm serving my spiritual master by doing this service, and I want people to be connected to Srila Prabhupada because he was so great. I have to say honestly, in view of the knowledge that Prabhupada is giving and in view of the tradition that he comes in, the line that he comes in, he is actually it's hard to compare, you can't really compare, but he's a much more important teacher, relatively, than Jesus Christ. It's unfair to make a comparison, but still, my point is, just imagine, Jesus Christ has been crucified, and you've been born in the next generation, and you're that close to Jesus Christ, and you could have met him, and now you've met someone who has met him. And it's such an experience. Now we're more than 2,000 years away, so it's harder to feel his presence. But if you had been born just one generation after, Sampradaya Vihina Shye Mantraste Nishpala Matha, if one is not in a disciplic succession, whatever mantra, whatever teaching he's got, even if he paid $50 or $100 for the mantra or whatever, it will have no effect, nishphal, no fruit. Ataha Sri Krishna Nama Adinabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Hi Jivadau Swayam Eva Spuratyada. It is impossible to know the truth with just your own senses. But by serving the spiritual master, by following his instructions, you can become transcendental and you can go back to Godhead in this very lifetime. Karmana manasa gira. Nikilas vapi avastasu jivan muktasu. Even in this lifetime, even right now, you can be in the spiritual world if you act with mind and body and work in the service of God, if you're trained properly in the science of bhakti yoga. Everybody needs a trainer. The biggest boxer in the world. He's got a personal trainer. The biggest musician has a music teacher. The biggest scholar has trained in a school under his professor. Everybody needs a trainer. Why do we think that when we come to spiritual life, I don't need a trainer? Of course you need a trainer. It all depends on how seriously you take this. Now, I like to tell jokes. I'm a funny guy. I like to see people laughing at my jokes. I can tell some good jokes now. There was this man who, he went from Chicago to Miami in the wintertime. It was very cold in Chicago. And he and his wife had planned a vacation in Miami. So his wife was on a business trip, so he went one day ahead to Miami to get the room, their hotel room. So he got down to Miami, he got into his hotel room, and he thought he would send an email to his wife to tell her everything was ready. But he couldn't exactly remember her email address correctly, so he, from his memory, he put it all down and he got one letter wrong in the email address. So the email went out, but it went to the wrong person. So there was this very famous Christian preacher, Protestant preacher, and he was very famous, giving all kinds of sermons and, you know, very strong on the Bible. And he had just died, and they had just buried him. And his poor wife was feeling so sorry and mourning for him. Her husband had only died the day before, and, you know. Anyway, she decided to check her email. So she saw there was one letter for her, and she, you know, opened up the letter on the computer screen. And then she let out a loud scream, ah! And she fell over dead. So her relatives came running into the room. They were so shocked, they saw her dead there on the floor. And then they looked on the computer screen and they saw the email from the businessman from Chicago that said, "My dear wife, I have already arrived and I have made a nice place for your arrival tomorrow." And by the way, it's very hot down here. So I like to have a good time. But I'm dead serious about your spiritual life also. It's really, really important, because you're not going to get a lot more chances. You can have sex, you can have intoxication, you can have sense gratification in so many species of life. Don't make it the center of your lives. Make spiritual life the center. Please be serious and chant Hare Krishna and have no worries and be happy. Like Bhakti Gita. Hare Krishna. Should I tell some more jokes? What did the fish say when he ran into a brick wall? When he swam into a brick wall.
What is a brick wall?
A brick wall? That's a brick wall. Damn. You don't know what a dam is?
Yes.
No. No, it's not the same in Portuguese.
Yeah,
you lose the meaning. No, but in droga it means damn. Damn you, get at me. Be damned to hell. No, hell.
Damn. That's right.
When someone says damn, it's like, you know, they hit their foot or something. They say, ah, damn. You know, it's a light way of cursing. So when he smashed into a wall, he said, damn. Now, he could have meant, ah, damn, I hit a wall. Or he could have meant,